In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Today it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, the Word of God, two-edged sword, cuts and heals. We're going to look at the Gospel of Mark today. Mark is called a passion narrative. Everything's pointing to the passion of Jesus. Oh yes. And also, he's doing things quickly. Immediately. I think 42 times in Mark's Gospel, immediately is used. This got no time to waste. Let's look at Mark 1. The beginning of the good news, the beginning of the Gospel. Gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Yes, Jesus is the very Son of God. From all eternity, the Word was the very Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you." Who's that messenger? John the Baptist, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his straits, make his path straight." I tell you, many people have written to me saying, "Father, you're like John the Baptist. You're preaching in the wilderness and not many people are listening." Well, I'm no John the Baptist, but I'm Father Tom, and I do preach by the grace of God. I have the anointing by the grace of God to preach the word in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, and people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, not kosher, with a leather belt, not kosher, around his waist. It was like Elijah. Elijah was exactly clothed the same way, and he ate locusts and wild honey. Some people think the locusts are the grasshoppers, but you know what? I don't know. Or does it come from the locust tree? I don't know, but I do know this. If he ate grasshoppers, he ate that which destroyed the land. He was the destroyer of the destroy. He ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. John knew who he was and who he wasn't. The one who is more powerful than me is coming after me. They came to him and said, "Are you the Messiah?" He said, "I am not the Messiah." John 1:20. "You are not the Messiah either." "I am not the Messiah," says Father Tom. But you know what? We can be used to bring people to the Messiah, to bring people to the Christ, to bring people to the Anointed One. Oh, yes. "I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals." John knew who he was. He knew who he was, that the Messiah was coming, and that he, John, was not worthy to unstrap the sandals. He knows who he is. Do you know who you are today? Well, let's continue. You're going to find out. "I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." It is Jesus who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. People say to me, "Thank you for baptizing me in the Holy Spirit." No, I prayed for you. But Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, we need that baptism of the Holy Spirit. We need to speak in tongues. We need to prophesy. We need to bring healing to the sick. We need to discern spirits. Oh, yes, that beautiful, beautiful gift of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Do you know that God wants to baptize you in the Holy Spirit? His name is Jesus. He wants to do it. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And in John's Gospel, when Jesus comes near him, he says, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." That's the Paschal Lamb. That's the sacrificial Lamb that Jesus is going to become. He was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. The heavens were open. Do you know when we worship God, the heavens are open? Do you know that anything can happen when the heavens are open? Do you know that when we celebrate the Eucharist, the heavens are open? Do you know that great things can happen? We say, "Say the word and my soul shall be healed." I'm telling you, we receive the Holy Eucharist and do not believe that we're going to be healed or going to be blessed or going to be touched in a profound way. It's kind of sad. It's kind of sad that it's become a ritual with many people. We need the Eucharist to bring us healing in mind, body, and spirit. Yes. And a voice came from heaven. What did the voice say? Who is this voice? It's the Father. "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Do you know that you are the Beloved of the Lord in Christ? Yes, you are the Beloved of God in Jesus Christ. I am the Beloved of God in Jesus Christ. The devil hides that from us. In Christ, we are the Beloved of God. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we are the Beloved of God. Yes, because we have the same Spirit in us that raised Jesus from the dead. And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Why does Mark say that Jesus was with the wild beasts? He's writing to the people in Rome. He's writing to the people in Rome, and they are being killed by the lions, and he's saying, "As I am with the wild beasts, these wild beasts really cannot harm you eternally. You're coming to heaven." Oh, yes, the wild beasts. And I'm going to tell you, there's another beast that goes around seeking someone to devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith. His name is the devil. He is the one who comes after us. One of the people said, "You know, I never had any trouble with the devil before I was baptized in the Spirit. Now you've got a something on your back that says, I belong to Jesus." And the devil hates that. The devil hates that. There's a sign on my back that says, "I belong to Jesus," even though it's not there. And the devil hates that. He hates that. He goes around seeking someone to devour, resists him steadfast in the faith. Angels came to wait on him. Oh, yes, we need angels, too, to wait on us. What the Scripture calls the angels is they are here to serve us on the way to salvation. Do you know that today? Just weeks ago, I was walking into the chapel, and someone was in the chapel and said, "That bright light was all around you." I didn't see any bright light. He said, "There was a big angel who was with you." I didn't see any angel. I didn't feel any angel. But he said that's what he saw. Well, angels are called to minister to us. There are different kinds of angels. There are angels that fight. There are angels that fight for us. There are angels that heal us. There are angels that keep on praising God. There are angels that are used to bless us. So, yes, do you know about the angels? They are part of the kingdom of God. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God, the gospel of the kingdom of God. We know then Jesus taught us how to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Oh yes, and do we know that we are called to be part of that kingdom? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We don't see that. We don't see that the kingdom comes today on earth as it is in heaven. And yet that is what Jesus said. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Oh yes, that's what God wants to happen in the church, that we go to church and experience a little bit of heaven. We had the school of the Holy Spirit, and heaven seeped down into the congregation. Oh yes, oh yes, this is real. When we praise and worship God, heaven seeps down into the congregation. When we celebrate the Eucharist, heaven seeps down into the congregation. Oh yes. And saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the gospel of the kingdom. The kingdom is in the Holy Spirit." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They left everything to follow Jesus. This is amazing. What a demanding voice he must have had. What about the eyes of Jesus? If they looked into the eyes of Jesus, they would know that there was someone who was most holy. They left their nets and they followed Jesus. I wonder what Mrs. Peter said when she found out that her husband was one of the apostles or one of the disciples. And immediately they left their nets. Immediately, there's that word again. They left their nets and followed Jesus. As he went a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in the boat, mending the nets. Immediately, another time, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired hands. I tell you, and they followed Jesus. This is amazing. This is amazing. We today are called to follow Jesus. Some of us are called to go to the countries and follow Jesus there and preach the gospel. But maybe you're afraid. Somebody came to me just recently and said that he was didn't want to surrender to Jesus. And you know what? That's a good thing, because he's thinking about it. He's thinking about it. I'm telling you, to think about surrendering to Jesus is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we want to be surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. This is Saturday. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority. Do you know the authority of Jesus was given to you, the church, the whole church? Authority to proclaim the word of God. Authority to pray for the sick and heal them. Authority to cast out demons. We were given that authority by the Lord Jesus Christ when he left to ascend into heaven. Do you know that you have authority? I have authority, and I know I have authority. And the authority is from God. Anything that happens in the ministry that I do is from God. I cannot help anybody. I cannot do anything for anybody. Yesterday I preached upon Martha, and she was in the kitchen preparing chicken soup, and Mary was at the feet of Jesus, and Martha wanted her to help her. This sister comes up to me and says, "My name is Martha, and I was preparing chicken soup today." She was so blessed by that. She was so blessed by that. Yesterday was the feast of Martha, the sister of Mary and Lazarus. "For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." You know, you could say all the right words, but not have the power or the anointing behind it. That's what we need, the anointing behind the words that we speak. The anointing that brings down the Holy Spirit, that opens heaven wide so that we would know that we have authority and that we are the children of God through the blood of Jesus. Just then there was in the synagogue, this is during the Sabbath, a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" The unclean spirits knew Jesus. "Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. But I'm going to tell you, the Pharisees and the Sadducees said he did this work on a Sabbath day. They weren't rejoicing. They were saying, if you want to do that work, come 6 days, but on the Sabbath day, you have no right to do this on. And you know what? Jesus had the right to do what he wanted. He's the Son of God. He's the Son of God. He's the Son of God. Do you know that Jesus is the Son of God? As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. Remember that fevers could kill people. There were not any antibiotics. There was no aspirin. Fevers could kill people. What does Jesus do? He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That's a very important thing. We are going to celebrate the Feast of Ignatius of Loyola, and people do a 30-day retreat in Gloucester. But the whole idea of receiving that beautiful experience of 30-day retreat is that when you finish the retreat, you go out and serve. You go out and serve. You don't hold it to yourself. You go out to serve people. You know, God gave me a gift. I could say, well, you know, today I want to serve myself. No, I want to serve you, even imperfectly, but I want to serve you. I want to serve you today, tomorrow, and for the rest of my time, so that you would know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is the beloved Son of the Father. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door, and he cured them who were sick with various diseases. I tell you, his fame got known around the whole area, even to Jerusalem. People who were sick would try to find him because they knew that he had the power over sickness. Do you know that we have the power over sickness too? I know we do, by the grace of the living God. This is a cancer-free radio program. You are healed by the power of the blood in Jesus' name. And go check it out with the doctor. Yes, when you're praying, believe that you're going to be healed, but you must check it out with the doctor, because the Lord is the healer. Oh, yes, I have seen people healed with cancer, and I have seen people die with cancer, too. But the whole thing is that God has given us authority over the, you know what the big C is? No, it's not cancer, it's Christ. God has given us Christ's authority over cancer by the grace of the living God. And he casted out many demons, that he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. Oh yes, he was their archenemy. Do you know that Jesus was not going to take any PR system from the demons? You are the Son of God. Only the children of God could announce that, not demons. He wouldn't have demons saying, "You are the Holy One, the Son of God." No, he tells them to shut up. To shut up, because he wants the people of God to make him known and no one else. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place. What do you think he's going to do after he heals the people? Go to look for healing more? No, he's going to pray to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. And they found him, and they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you. Oh, come on, let's build a tent, and let's heal the sick and cast out demons." But that's not what Jesus said. He answered, "Let us go on to neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, and that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee proclaiming the message of God, the kingdom of God, in their synagogues, and casting out demons. You know, the demons hate Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, they hate Mary, too. I saw in Medjugorje a young woman who was possessed with demons, and the priest called on the Blessed Mother to help him pray. And you should have heard what she said about the Blessed Mother. Terrible things that made me blush. The demons hate Mary. Yes. Why? Because Mary is the one who gave us Jesus. "Let it be done unto me according to your word." The demons hate Mary. And I tell you, the demons hate us also. But we are protected by the blood of Jesus. Do you know that today? We are protected by the blood of Jesus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What have we learned in our hearts today? That Jesus is the beloved Son of the Father, and that you are in Christ, and you are the beloved of the Father also. Oh yes, we do it by grace. Jesus did it by nature. I tell you, you are the beloved child of the Father. What else have we learned today? We learned about John the Baptist, that he wouldn't even consider untying the sandal strap of Jesus. He said, he must increase and I must decrease. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. I baptize you with water for repentance, but this man will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. I tell you, we've learned that today. We've also learned that the unclean spirits know Jesus. But I'm going to tell you this, my friends. Jesus is far powerful, more powerful than the unclean spirits. The unclean spirits have no power when it comes to Jesus. So today, child of God, give your life to Jesus. Surrender your life to Jesus. Tell him that you love him. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.